Now, we come today to this 140th Psalm. And we have been calling attention as we've gone through the book of Psalms to the little cluster. Some of them are like a bunch of grapes, all of them related to the same bunch. Maybe we should say a stalk of bananas. But they come in clusters. But the psalm that's before us today has absolutely no visible connection with the psalm that we've just looked at, that marvelous 139th psalm, the theological psalm that spoke to us of the omniscience, the omnipresence, and the omnipotence of God. Now, this psalm here, it sets before us in prophecy the last days when the godly remnant of Israel are facing the Antichrist, that false Messiah, the man of sin. And this psalm actually is a prayer, and it is a prayer of David. And he's asking and praying for protection because of the fact that evil men are about him, and the evil man is about him. The man of violence that Paul wrote about in 2 Thessalonians. And David was under, apparently, some pressure at that particular time, and apparently it was, of course, that madman Saul, but it looks forward to the day when one even worse than Saul will arise. And, friends, it has an application for you and me today, many of us that could pray this prayer. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man, and preserve me from the violent man. Now, here is a designation of the Antichrist. He's called the evil man, and he's called the violent man. But John says there are many Antichrists, and I'm sure that many of us today have, in our experience, have come in contact with evil men. And this is the prayer of David. Deliver me, preserve me. And friends, that's always been my prayer, that, O God, in the ministry, do not let me fall under the influence or the power of any one man. That's a dangerous thing when it happens to a preacher, or when he falls under the power of a little clique in a church. That's dangerous. In fact, it's dynamite. And then he goes on to say what this man does, who imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They've sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. And you remember that Paul speaks of the human race as being like that. That's the kind of a tongue that we have, because the tongue you and I have got can absolutely destroy as much as any atom bomb can. It can ruin a man's character, blacken his life. That is, I should say, reputation. Can't change his character, of course.